Sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
first of all,
首先
before my sermon,
在我讲道之前
I want to say thank you.
我要说谢谢你们
Thank you for your faithfulness.
谢谢你们的忠心
Thank you for your labor in him.
谢谢你们在他里面的
劳苦 So CCBC SOC can be his strong testimony.
所以 CCBC SOC 可以做是在这地上是他很坚强的见证。
So, you know, today, this week is called the season of Advent.
这个现在这个季节是带领节。
降临节。So the Advent, so we should have a joyful and really a kind of enjoyful attitude to waiting for his coming, right? And also his birth.
让我们带怀着一个喜乐的心来等待以及欢迎神的降临。
So let's start this week.
所以这个礼拜让我们开始。
Till the Christmas.
一直到圣诞节那一天。
The whole month.
整个月。
Then you should be joyful.
我们都要喜乐。
It's a great festival to each one of us.
对我们每一个人都是很棒的节庆。
I know some brothers and sisters you need to travel or they have been traveling.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹将要旅行或者正在旅途上
But enjoy,
可是要享受
enjoy the universe,
享受这个宇宙
enjoy the church,
享受我们的教会
enjoy brothers and sisters,
享受弟兄姊妹们
and be joyful,
就是要享受 be 喜乐
So, my sermon the topic is the first sign.
今天我讲到的题目是第四个神迹
Be a disciple,
做门徒
It's from John chapter 6, 1 to 15.
是从约翰福音六章一到十五节。
Okay, it's the verses. These are the verses.
这边是经节。
Okay, I will. You don't need to recite after me.
你们不用再跟着我念。
I will read the English scripture first.
我会念英文的。
Okay. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee. That is the Sea of Tiberias.And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the signs he had performed by healing the sick. Yeah, please. Yeah.
这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，就是提比利亚海。有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。
So keep in mind.
所以记得。
The reason they want to follow Jesus.
他们为什么要跟随耶稣
？Because Jesus can heal.
因为耶稣可以治病。
Jesus can heal.
耶稣可以治病
Not only your physical illness,
不光是你身体上的病
but also your inner spiritual and mental illness,
还有你里面疾病心理跟属灵上的疾病
and continue,
接下来
Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with, the disciple, with his disciples.
耶稣上了山和门徒一同坐在那里
The Jewish Passover festival was near.
那是犹太人的逾越节近了
When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him,
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说
，He said to Philip,
就对腓力说
，Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢
？So Jesus went up to a mountain, and then he enjoyed a peaceful time, a solitude, silent solitude with his disciples.
耶稣上了山。跟门徒一同坐在那里。
Usually, we know the Passover is the time of the Passover is mid of April.
通常逾越节是在四月中。
And the 7 weeks of the Passover is what? Is so called the Pentecost.
七个礼拜之后就是所谓的五旬节。
Then another important festival is Tabernacle.
另外一个重要的节期就是祝棚节。
It's around September and October.
大概在九月到十月中间。
So these three festivals are the key, very important festival for Jews to follow, and they celebrate and worship God.
这三个是犹太人非常重要的节期，他们一起庆祝。
So right now, it's the timing is close to Passover.
现在是接近逾越节。
If you remember, you recall the source of the Passover.
如果你记得逾越节的由来
，is the Moses want to lead the Israelites out of Egypt, so they kind of experience the salvation from God through the Passover.
就是摩西那时候要带领以色列人出埃及，他们经由逾越节来领受到神的救赎。
So the Passover means a lot to them.
所以逾越节对他们来讲意义很重大。
Because that's why they are able to leave the secular world. And be a part of the Christ's salvation.
就是他们可以离开世俗的世界，然后成为基督救赎的一部分。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Every day is our Passover.
每天都是我们的逾越节。
Okay, you should remember why you become a Christian.
要记得为什么你成为一个基督徒。
What makes you decide to be a Christian?
什么事情让你决定成为一个基督徒？
So anyway, at this time, Jesus was resting.
这个时候呢，耶稣正在休息。
So he looked a crowd of more than five, I think 5,000 men, if you look at other books, kind of close to 15,000 to 20,000 people coming toward him.
那时候有5,000个男人，总共加起来连可能有15,000到20,000个人正在向他过来。
So he said to one of his disciples, Philip,
他跟他的门徒腓力说，
Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Next one.He asked this only to test him.
他说这话是要试验腓力。
For he already had in mind what he was going to do.
他自己原知道要怎样行。
Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite."
腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
So here the NIV says half a year's wages.
所以这个 NIV 的版本是说半年的薪水。
But the Chinese translation is 20两。
可是中文版本就翻成 20.
But some Bible translate into the 200 darins.
有的圣经翻成200 darins 是什么？
应该达利。
200达利。
And the one darin is one worker's wage.
一个达利是一个工作者的薪水。
So it should be around 200 days, your daily wages.
所以大概是200天的工资。
Oh, so that's a lot.
所以那很多钱。
But you know, but even the 200, your half year's wages, 200 days wages is not enough to feed more than 10,000-15,000 people.
可是就半年的薪水，绝对也喂不饱15,000到20,000人。
So Philip calculate.
所以腓力就是正在计算。
Okay, let's see the next.Another of his disciples,
有一个门徒
Andrew,
就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈
yeah, Simon Peter's brother, spoke out.
对耶稣说
Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼2条鱼
But how far will they go among so many?
只是分给这许多人还算什么呢
NIV translated to five loaves, but it's more like crackers.
NIV 翻成5个大麦饼，可是其实可能更像饼干。
It's really small and hard.
很小而且很硬。
It's not. We think it's like the. It's not like French bread, right? You think it's long? No, it's not like that.
不是像现在的法国面包那么长。
No, it's like a crackers.
是像那个饼干一样这么小。
So only 5 small pieces of crackers.
就只有5小块饼干。
And the fish is not the. It's not like salmon you enjoy in the Thanksgiving. Okay.
鱼也不是像鲑鱼这么大。
Or the big fishes have two.
那种很长的。
No, the fish is like pickled fish.
那个鱼就像一个腌黄瓜一样大小的鱼
small pieces.
很小
So think about it, 5 small crackers is 2 small pickled fish
你可以想象5个小块的饼干跟2条小小的鱼
Usually they just prepare it for traveling
通常只是他们旅游的时候带着吃
It's really not a formal meal、right?
并不是一个完整的一餐
It's more like if you are starving you can have those small pieces to satisfy your kind of minimum need.
就是旅游的时候饿了，可以暂时充饥一下。
Okay, then Andrew answered.
然后安德烈回答了。
Okay, like want to show the difference between Philip and Andrew.
我们看看腓力跟安德烈的答案有什么不同。
He said it would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread of each one to have bite.
腓力说就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
And Andrew's response is.
安德烈说什么呢
？Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fishes.
在这里有一个孩童担着5个大麦饼2条鱼。
Okay, 2 disciples.
2个门徒。
If you can recall the first chapter in John,
你如果记得约翰第一章的时候
，Lord Philip brought Nathan to Christ.
腓力带着拿单叶来见耶稣。
Andrew brought Peter to Christ.
安德烈带着彼得来见耶稣。
So these two disciples,
所以这两位门徒
they all are connectors.
他们是有关联的。
They connect, no, connectors.
Connectors.
They connect people to Christ.
他们把人与基督连结。
They are the ones, they are great to preach gospel.
他们很乐意传福音。
They want to, they are eager to bring, introduce people to Christ.
他们很热心地把基督介绍给人。
They even saw those signs performed by Jesus before chapter 6.
他们在第六章之前，他们甚至看到耶稣行了很多神迹。
But they are still what? They are not doubting what Jesus can do.
对，可是现在怎么样呢？他们并不是怀疑耶稣的能力。
They are pessimists.
他们是悲观。
They guess there might be some possibility there.
他们想可能吧。
But they don't think Jesus can really do it.
他们不觉得耶稣可以行这样的神迹。
Okay, then, ten. Jesus said.
耶稣说。
Have the people sit down.
你们众人坐下。
There was plenty of grass in that place.
原来那地方的草多。
And they sat down.
众人就坐下。
About 5,000 men were there.
数目约有5,000。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when you read this verse,
你们读这节的时候，
okay, there was plenty of grass.
那边的草多。
When you read this verse,
当你读的时候，
do you have any verses in your mind?
你有想到其他的经节吗？
The place with lot of grass.
哪里有提到很多的草？
Can you recall which verse?
你们想得到吗？
Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三章。
The Lord is my
shepherd.
主
是我的牧者。
Right, and he brought me to the what? To the green grass pastures.
他带我到青草地上。
Okay, so.So every time the Bible means grace,
每次圣经里面提到草的时候，
it means it's very comfortable.
就是说那里边很舒适。
You have a lot of bountiful supply.
里面有很丰盛的供应。
And you enjoy the peace and the rest on the grass.
那你在那边很得享，在草上得享安息。
Okay, so 5,000 men.
就五千个男人。
Not including women and the children.
不包括女人跟小孩。
So it could be between 15,000, maybe to 25,000, we don't know.
所以总共也许有15,000-25,000人。
But it's a lot.
可是就很多人。
Okay, it's a massive kind of a sign.
这是一个很 massive sign.
Yeah, it's a lot of, it's a, in the, for the, all the signs performed by Christ, this is the sign supposed so many people.
就是耶稣所行的所有神迹，这个神迹是有最多的人他帮助了最多的人。
And this is the only sign documented in four Gospels.
这也是唯一的神迹，四本福音书都有讲到的。
Because it's so incredible.
因为那实在太不可思议了。
Jesus focused on not only individuals or couple people.
耶稣不只是帮助了一两个人。
This sign, the first sign, he is dealing with thousands people.
四个神迹里面有上千的人得着帮助。
Jesus then took the loaves, the crackers, right?
耶稣拿起饼来，那些饼干。
Gave thanks.
祝谢了。
And distributed to those who were seated as much as they want.
就分给那坐着的人。
He did the same with the fish.
分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。
When they had all and enough to eat.
他们吃饱了。
That means they are not only full.
讲说他们不只是吃刚刚好而已。
They eat so much.
他们吃了很多。
They almost vomit.
吃到要吐了。
So it's more like you eat the children, the child, they enjoy the cookies or chocolate, something like that.
就像小朋友爱吃饼干跟巧克力。
They kept eating.
他们就一直吃，一直吃。
And the mouth is full of the food.
嘴巴都塞满了。讲话都讲不清楚。
That's what happened.
这就是这边发生的事情。
So Lord is not only giving them enough.
所以主不只是给他们够吃而已。
Lord gave them so much.
主给了很多。
And then he said to his disciples.
然后耶稣对门徒说。
Gather the pieces they are left over.
把剩下的零碎收拾起来。
Let nothing be wasted.
免得有糟蹋的。
Okay, that's the good attitude to teach us how to manage our money.
这个就是教我们如何管理我们的钱财。
So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets.
他们便将那五个大麦饼的装满了12个篮子。
Why 12 baskets?
为什么是十二篮子？
Why not 20 baskets?
为什么不是二十个？
Why not 10 baskets?
为什么不是十个？
Why 12?
为什么十二个？
There are 12 disciples.
因为有十二个门徒。
So Lord, we are not only taking care of the brother sister needs.
所以神不只是照顾弟兄姊妹的需要。
He will take care of his co-workers needs too.
他也会照顾同工的需要。
Okay.So with the pieces of the five barley loaves left over by those who had eaten,
他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来。
Yeah, 12 baskets.
装满了十二个篮子。
Thank you. If the people saw the sign Jesus performed,
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹
，they began to say,
就说。
Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world.
这真是那要到世间来的先知。
Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force,
耶稣既知道众人要来强迫他作王
withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
就独自又退到山上去了。
Okay, this is a great story.
是一个很棒的故事。
I think most of you are so familiar with the sign performed by Jesus.
你们都很熟悉耶稣行的神迹。
But today I want to use a different angle to study this passage.
可是今天我想要用一个不同的角度来解读。
This sign also helps us to how to be a disciple.
这个神迹也告诉我们如何做门徒。
Okay. First.
第一点。
We need to cooperate and obey the Lord.
我们要配搭和顺服主。
Second,
第二点，
we can experience the Lord personally.
我们可以亲身的经历主。
Third one,
第三点，
we can know the world and the Christ.
我们可以认识世人和基督。
Let's come to the first point.
先来看第一点。
Okay, 5-9.
是第五到九节。
I'm not going to repeat, but you can quickly kind of review the verses.
我不再重复了，不过你们可以很快的看一下。
Okay. So that means when Jesus asked the disciples, Philip and Andrew gave him different answers.
当耶稣要求腓力跟安德烈做的时候，他们有不同的答案。
Okay, and then Philip and Andrew, and the Chinese is like Chinese.
中文的经节。
Okay, yes. So Philip and Andrew.
对腓力跟安德烈
，The brothers and sisters，
弟兄姊妹
，I don't know whether you have such experience or not。
我不知道你有没有相似的经验。
When you try to do something for God，
想要替神做事的时候
，Then you try to consult other brothers or sisters for their input。
你像你跟其他弟兄姊妹讨论的时候
，Usually you have these two typical answers。
通常这是这两种答案。
One is you never。You never succeed.
一个就是不会成的。
Oh, Pastor, I know.
哎，牧师，我知道。
We've done it before.
我们以前做过。
Okay, we've been through that already.
我们也以前做过了啦。
So you want to do it again?
所以你要再试一次吗
？I will pray for you.
我会替你祷告。
But can you help me? They ask the brother, sister, can you give me a hand?
我就问说，那你们可以帮忙吗
？And they keep silent.
那他们就没声音，不回答。
That's Philip.
这就是腓力。
Then what's Andrew?
那安德烈呢
？Pastor，
牧师。
I know it's really hard.
我知道很难啊。
But you know, but I can do my best.
可是我可以试试看。
Okay, I can contribute 2 hours a week.
我一个礼拜可以花两个小时。
Oh, I can attend the Lord's Day services.
我可以参加主日。
I know this ministry is important.
我知道这个事工很重要。
But that's all I can give.
可是我只能最多放两个小时。
Two disciples.
两个门徒。
And they are loving God so much.
他们都非常的爱神。
They are willing to bring people to church.
他们愿意把人带到教会来。
They connect people to God.
他们把神与人连结。
But somehow they are faithless.
可是他们好像没有信心。
They are doubting whether God can do these things or not.
他们怀疑神真的可以做吗？
Don't we always confront these answers from the people?Surrounding you,
我们是不是常常从周围的人听到这两种答案呢
？One day you have passion, you want to do something for God.
有一天你发热心，想要替神做什么事情
？Oh yes, I know this is led by God's spirit.
对，我知道这是神的灵，神的灵带领我的。
So but before that, I want to consult people can give me some support.、Right?
可是之前我想要跟弟兄姊妹咨询一下。
And you know the here it says. Okay, You say the number six. Can you read in Chinese?
哦，我要定第六节。他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
So now Lord knows what he's going to do in his mind.
所以主已经知道他要怎样行
了。He just want to test us.
他只是要试验我们。
Test us whether we have confidence and faith in him.
试验我们是不是有信心跟有这样坚定的信仰。
But there's a difference between Lord's testing and the human testing.
是神来的试验跟人来的试验又不一样。
I do not encourage or recommend we test brothers or sisters.
我不建议我们去试验弟兄姊妹。
Because we should not have this authority.
因为我们没有这样的权柄。
Okay, my personal experience.
是我个人的经验。
When I start my serving as a lead pastor in the church in Richmond, Vancouver.
当我在Richmond。加拿大做刚开始做主任牧师的时候
，I was serving the Mandarin and Hokkien congregations.
我是服侍国语跟闽南语的教会，
会堂。I was a newcomer.
我是一个新人。
So the I came on board around like I think is the July.
对，我是七月上任的。
And the church is going to have the anniversary on September, like 35 years.Kind of anniversary, something
教会正好要庆祝35周年庆，在九月的时候。
So usually in the presentation, you need to PowerPoint, right? Project the fire, right? That's what we did, right?
通常在这个讲到的时候，都会有这个 PPT 放在墙上。
And at that time, we have a senior pastor.
那时候我们另外有一位主任牧师。
He retired after one year when I was aboard.
我上任之后一年，他就退休了。
But he called me.
可是他就找我去。
He said, Pastor Joe.
他说周牧师
，Can you play the PowerPoint for us?
你可不可以帮我们放这个幻灯片
？Do you know how many people, the young people we have in the church?
那我们教会有多少年轻人吗
？Around 100.
大概有100个。
They are so fruit. They are so sufficient and using the computer supporting the projection of the PowerPoint.
他们对科技这件事情是非常熟的。
And they want me to support PowerPoint.
可是牧师要我去放那个幻灯投影片。
A pastor for two congregations.
是两个会堂的牧师。
So, brother and sister.
是弟兄姊妹们。
When you are on board as a pastor.
当你做牧师的时候。
If someone call you, would you please come to support the PowerPoint?
如果有人请你去放投影片。
And a lot of young people just sit beside you.
然后周围有很多年轻人。
And you are the 50-some years old, 55, 56 years old pastor was doing the computing and projecting the PowerPoint.
而是一个你要一个中年的牧师去来放这个投影片。
If it was you,
如果是你的话
，What will you think?
你会说什么
？What will you feel?
你会感觉如何
？To be honest,
老实说
，I'm glad to do it.
我很高兴啊。
But later,
可是后来
，When I have a chance to meet with my senior pastor, I have a chance.
哦，当后来我有机会跟主任牧师谈
，Then I talk to him frankly.
我就很直白的跟他说
，I say, Pastor.
我说牧师啊
，Lot of people told me you are trying to test me.
很多人说你是要来试验我。
See whether I'm a humble servant.
看我是不是一个谦卑的仆人。
But I told the past senior pastor.
我告诉那位主任牧师。
I mean pastor.
我说牧师。
If I am the senior pastor.
如果我是主任牧师的话。
Then you are the English pastor.
你是英文部的牧师。
I won't do this to you.
我不会这样子来。
Because I respect your learning and so your experience in Lord.
因为我尊敬你在神里的学习。
Okay, I don't like people to test people.
不喜欢人来试验人。
The test only comes from God.
这个试验应该是只有从神来的。
Jesus can test us.
耶稣可以试验我们。
We don't test our brothers and sisters.
我们不能试验弟兄姊妹们。
We treat each other as our families.
我们待大家像家人一样。
Okay, the next one.
下一个。
And then Jesus said, "Have the people sit down."
耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”
There are plenty of grass in that place.
原来那地方的草多。
And they sat down.
众人就坐下。
Do you know what I mean?
什么意思？你知道吗
？You need to treat all the kind of seekers, give them the comfortable resting places.
对于所有的慕道友，要给他们一个很舒服、可以觉得安息的地方。
So when they come to the church,
所以当他们来教会的时候
，they enjoy sitting here.
他们坐在这边很享受。
The environment is comfortable.
这个环境很舒适。
Because there is a lot of grace.
因为 there are a lot of grace.
Grace and grace. It's really hard. Okay, 恩典或草都可以。
哦，因为那边有很多草。
Okay, so like the Psalm 23, right?
对，就像诗篇二十三章说的。
But you know, this is also not easy for us.
可是你知道这也不容易哦。
Because a lot of times when we have the newcomers come in,
因为有时候我们有新人来的时候
，we don't make them feel comfortable.
我们没办法让他们觉得很舒适。
For example, maybe the restroom is stinky.
譬如说，如果厕所很脏的话，我只是一个例子，我们的厕所很干净。
We think, but it's they won't feel comfortable.
就他们会觉得不舒服。
And they come to the sanctuary.
然后来到了大堂
，and they can see the spider webs.
他们可以看到蜘蛛网啊。
Okay. Or they can see nobody cares the decoration or something in the sanctuary.
或是里面完全没有任何装饰啊。
They don't feel comfortable.
他们就不会觉得很舒适。
Same to the small group operation.
就像我们小组一样。
When you invite friends to your small group,
当你邀请人来小组的时候
，do you make them feel comfortable?
你有觉得要想过让他们觉得很舒服吗
？Sometimes we try to save money.
有时候我们想要省钱。
Especially right now, inflation is terrible.
尤其现在通货膨胀很厉害。
One pound of steak can cost you $25, right?
一磅牛排就25块钱。
But before three years ago, I think it's $9 or $10.
三年前可能只要9到10块钱。
So yesterday, me and my wife we visit Whole Foods.
昨天我们去 Whole Foods.
In Pasadena.
在 Pasadena.
I was surrounding the steak place for like at least 10 minutes.
我就在那个卖牛排的地方绕了十分钟。
I was so struggling.
我里面很挣扎。
Oh, it's so expensive.
好贵啊。
It's so expensive.
太贵了。
Should I buy it?
到底买不买
？Do I need to buy it?
我要不要买
？My brothers and sisters.
可是弟兄姊妹们。
If you do invite friends to your house,
如果你们
enjoy your meal,
如果你们邀请朋友们来吃饭
，Don't save this money.
不要省钱。
God can give you more.
神可以有更多的供应你。
He will fill you until you are almost vomit.
他会给你，直到你都想要吐出来。
Okay. Then next one.
下一节。
So he said, "Let them sit down."
Okay. 对，主耶稣说坐下。
So we want to take care of those in need personally.
是你要亲自去照顾那些有需要的人。
Our care is to work together with the Lord and to obey the Lord's command.
我们的照顾是和主同工，是顺服主的吩咐。
So what was God together? What was God together?
跟神一起同工。
Okay, as disciples of the Lord, we must cooperate with the Lord to serve the seekers.
作为神的门徒，我们要一起与神照顾慕道友。
How?
如何呢
？Pray.
我们要祷告。
Before you invite the friends,
在你邀请他们之前
，you should pray for them.
先替他们祷告。
After they decide to come to your house,
如果他们接受你的邀请
，or go to some restaurant,
不要去餐厅。
Oh,
或者是要去餐厅吃饭。
Pray.
也是要祷告。
And when you meet them.
当你碰见他们的时候
you need to pray inside yourself.
你里面要不停的祷告
Don't take it for granted.
不要觉得很理所当然
Or think, oh, I can relax.
就是说、我可以轻松下来
I can tell him or her anything I want to tell him
我要说什么都可以
This won't work out.
这样子就没办法
Okay, we need to work with God.
我们要与神同工
That's really important.
这非常的重要
Because when you contact people,
因为当你接触人的时候
if they are new people, they are new seekers,
如果他们是新的慕道友
You know, their expectation to you is different from your expectation to them.
他们对你的期望是跟你对他们期望是不同的。
You know, I'm just their friend.
你说啊，我只是他们的朋友。
I just want to invite them to my house. Let's relax.
我只是让他们邀请我们家来，轻松一下。
But have you ever thought of they see you as a representative of Jesus Christ?
可是你有没有想过，他们把你当作耶稣基督的代表？
They came to you because they know you are a Christian.
他们来是因为他们知道你是基督徒。
So they have their expectation to Christians.
所以他们里面有一个对基督徒的期望。
And when the two expectations cannot meet together,
如果两边的期望不同的时候
，That's how we are not able to keep people in our church.
为什么教会没办法留下人来
？Okay, so sometimes we think, oh, let's relax, let's have casual time. This is fine.
有时候我们想说我们轻松就好，有时候也不错。
We can always relax in God.
我们在神里面当然是可以轻松的。
You can always have casual time in himself.
我们在他里面是可以，其实可以轻松的。
But you really need to pay attention when you talk to people.
可是当你与人交谈的时候，你要小心。
When you serve people.
当你在服侍人的时候。
You walk with God.
你要与神同工。
That's really important.
这是非常的重要。
And the third one.
第三点。
Okay, just then the.Okay, Jesus prayed, right?
耶稣祷告了之后
He distributed the feed of more than 15,000 people.
他擘开饼，喂饱了5,000的。
What it means to us?
这什么意思呢？
That means we can experience the Lord personally.
就说我们可以亲身的经历神。
So as disciples of the Lord, we must see ourselves clearly, work together with the Lord, and personally experience the miraculous power of.With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are what? Possible.
做主的门徒，我们要看清自己和主同工，亲身经历在人不能的，在神凡事都能的神迹大能。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
if you never give yourself even your small portion to Lord,
如果你从来没有献上任何一点点 给主
then you can express how great of his power is, right?
你如果做过的话，你就可以经历到他的大能。
That's why we are so we don't have much faith on him.
所以我们常常信仰不够。
It's not because we don't want to.
并不是我们不想。
Because you have less experience.
因为我们没有那个经历。
A lot of times, like we are like Philip.
很多时候我们就像腓力一样。
When Jesus asks him to do something,
当耶稣要他做一些事的时候
，He already calculated in his brains.
他里面已经在算了。
He's very smart.
他非常聪明。
Oh, there are more than 15,000 people.
我要15,000人这里。
Even I have a half year's wages.
就算我半年的薪水用出来。
Through my calculating my computer brain.
根据我的大脑的计算
I cannot feed them.
不可能喂饱的
We are just like Philip.
我们就像腓力
We want to serve God.
我们想要服侍神
We want to do something for him.
我们想要为他做事
We do our personal calculation.
我们常常会先算一算
How much money I have?
到底我有多少钱
How many people I have?
前面有多少人
How many time I have?
我时间有多少
？Through my smart calculation，
我经过我精密的计算之后
，the result is，
结果就是
，Oh God, Lord, it's a great idea。
神，这个主意很棒。
But I don't think we can do it。
可是我觉得我们做不到。
Let's Philip。
这就是腓力。
We can be like Andrew too。
我们也可以像安德，我们也可能是安德烈。
Yes, we don't have much money。
但是对我们钱是不多。
We only have few people。
我们人也不多。
I'm not capable.
我也没有什么能力。
But Lord, I'm willing to give you a try.
可是神，我愿意试。
But how many angels we have?
可是我们有多少安德烈在这里
？But also how many Philips we have?
我们这里有多少腓力
？You want to experience God?
你想要经验神吗
？And we often think that what we have cannot meet our huge needs because we have no burden.
我常常因为没负担，直接就认为自己所有的无法满足庞大的需要。
Oh, I have to be honest to you.
我要诚实的讲。
Okay, I mean, same to me.
我也一样。
I give a lot of excuses.
我也有很多借口。
The real reason?
实际真正的理由呢
？Is I have no burden.
就是我没有负担。
But we always, you know, Chinese, we always pay attention to means.
中国人我们很重面子。
Okay, so we pretend. Oh, you know, I really love your ideas. I want to serve God, but I will pray for it.
我们常常表面上说，哦，我你这个主意很好，我替你祷告。
But brothers and sisters, we know.
可是弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
The real reason.
真正的理由呢
？Is because we have no burden.
是因为我们没有负担。
We have no burden to the church.
我们对教会没有负担。
We have no burden to people.
我们对人没有负担。
We only have burden.To just like Andrew,
我们就像安德烈一样。
I can only give 2 fishes and 5 breads.
我的负担就是我只能给5饼2鱼。
Outside two, five breads and 2 fishes.
5饼2鱼之外。
I don't know whether God can make it or not.
我不知道神会不会供应。
Okay, we have no burden.
我们没有负担。
So we need to know that what we have is really limited and insufficient.
我们要知道，其实自己所有的真的是很有限和不足。
Even you say yes, I can give you God.
就算你说对神，我可以给你。
There are some brothers and sisters.
有些弟兄姊妹们呢。
They are so confident on themselves.
他们对自己很有信心。
Oh yes, I can give you.
对，我可以给。
I'm willing to give all my life to you, God.
我把我一生献给你。
Okay, I give all the money I have to you.
我把我所有的钱财献给你。
So I'm so proud of myself.
对，我自己觉得自己很棒。
Because I do much better than others.
因为我比别人好太多了。
You see, they don't have burden.
你看，他们都没有负担。
Commit limited resources to God.
他们只愿意奉献一点点给教会跟神。
But brothers and sisters,
可是弟兄姊妹们，
even you give all you have,
就算你把所有的都献给神，
from God's view,
从神的角度来看，
there are still five bread and two fishes.
神的眼里这也不过就是五饼二鱼。
We need to be humble.
我们要谦卑。
Okay. When we help seekers, we should let them enjoy the Lord's grace, love and blessings in an orderly manner without pressure.
我们在帮助慕道友时，要让他们没有压力，是在有秩序里享受主的恩典、爱心和祝福。
So it's also very crucial to the church's operation.
这个对于教会的运作也很重要。
Yes, we come as a family.
对，我们是像家庭一样。
You should not have pressure or stress.
不能有压力，不能有负担。
But there's an order, right?
可是有秩序。
The order that means we don't work like a people without discipline.
有秩序的意思就是说，我们是要有又在自律的精神里面来服侍。
Do you know what discipline means?
你们知道自律是什么意思吗？
I just read an article written by Henry Nouwen.
我最近从卢云写的一篇文章提到。
The title is From Solitude to Community to Ministry.
它的标题是从。
从独处到社区，到你的事工 ，and he explained what discipline means to us.
对，他就解释了自律是什么。
Not all time we think discipline is yes, you need to follow the orders, you need to stick to the rules.
很多人觉得自律就是对你要遵守这个规则。
So I'm a disciplinary man.
说我是一个很有自律的人。
You know, I attend the Marine, after I finished my college.
我当兵的时候是海军陆战队。
Every morning I have to run 5,000 meters.
每天早上我要跑5,000公尺。
Up here, down here.
爬山跟下山。
So I think I'm a very disciplined man.
我觉得我是一个很自律的人。
But Henry Nouwen said no, that's not what discipline means.
可是卢云说不是，这不是自律的意思。
Discipline means you need to give space to God to have God tell you what you need to do.
他说自律的意思，你要给神有空间，让神告诉你要做什么。
So we want to help the church need to give God some space and have God tell us what we need to do.
教会要给神一点空间，让神告诉我们去做什么。
So when we try to serve God,
当我们要服侍神的时候，
we don't give space to God.
我们常常不给神空间。
Okay, we say let's come as a family.
我说哦，我们就是一个大家庭。
But even as a family, we operate like a family.
既然是个家庭，我们就像家庭一样运作。
But we still don't give space to God.
可是我们没有给神一个空间。
Because when we come together,
因为当我们来在一起的时候，
we still operate based on our own preference.
我们还是照我们的喜好来运作。
This is what I think we should need to do.
这个是我觉得应该做的。
This is I feel this is the right way to handle it.
我感觉这样做是没错的。
Brother, this is not discipline.
弟兄姊妹们，这不叫自律。
Discipline is you give God some space.
自律是你要给神空间。
Ask God, what can I do with you?
问神说，神，你要我为你做什么
？So those great experiences, those are great experiences.
那些都是很好的经验。
But you can only experience them.
可是你只能这样子展示他们，
经历他们，
经历他们。
If you as long as you want to be his disciple,
你要能愿意做他的门徒才能经历。
If you don't want to be his disciple,
如果你不想要做他的门徒
，you cannot experience,
你就没办法经历到。
There's no way you have faith in him.
没有，这没有，你不能说光有信仰。
And there's no way you are willing to give space to God.
然后你不愿意给神一个空间。
So we work together with the Lord, obey the Lord, and are willing to dedicate what we have to the Lord. And let the Lord bless us. The Lord will use His power to provide us with more than enough.
我们和主同工，听从主，愿意把自己所有的奉献给主，让主来祝福。主会用他的大能，让我们供应无缺，而且绰绰有余。
Okay, let's praise Him, right? Then we know the Word and the Christ.
接下来就是我们认识世人和基督。
After people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely this is prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是那要到世间来的先知。”耶稣既知众人要来强逼他作王，就独自又退到山上去了。
Okay.You know what that means?
知道什么意思吗？
You know how Jesus conquered the world?
说耶稣怎么征服世界吗？
Jesus did not conquer the world through his signs or his power.
耶稣没有用他的神迹跟能力来征服这个世界。
Jesus conquered the world through his love, mercy, and the humanity.
耶稣是用他的爱、怜悯跟他的人性来征服了这个世界。
So if you know you have someone who canFeed you and satisfy all your needs.
对，如果人可以喂饱你，然后满足你所有的需要。
You want him to be your king.
就想要他来做王。
You don't need to work.
就不需要工作啦。
You just sit there.
就坐在那边。
Enjoy all his supply.
你就享受他的供应。
But Jesus doesn't want to be led.
可是耶稣不想要做王。
You know this is a great time for Jesus to declare he is the king.
你说这个是大好时机，耶稣可以宣称说他是王。
Think about it.
想一想看。
He can say.Yes, I want. I'm your king.
他可以说，对，我就是你们的王。
All followers, follow me.
所有人跟着我。
We can build up a new kingdom.
我们可以建立一个新的国度。
But he didn't want it.
可是耶稣没有这样做。
You know, they want to force him to be the king.
他们想要逼他做王。
He withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
耶稣是独自又退到山上去了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
it's easy to gather a crowd.
很容易，你可以聚众，聚一大堆人。
When you say something, please them.
当你说一些话，让他们觉得很高兴的时候。
But when you start talking about cross,
可是你如果开始讲十字架，
experiencing his mercy and the sovereign,
经历他的恩典与权柄。
You start talking about you need to work as a disciplinary Christian.
你开始说要做一个自律的基督徒。
Then you will lose the crowd.
就会失去众人。
But Jesus knows what he wants.
耶稣知道他要找的是什么。
He doesn't want to be the king of the world.
他不想要做世界的王。
He just want to build up his kingdoms with his disciples.
他是想要与门徒一起建立这个国度。
So my summary and application.
我的结论和应用。
Okay, often the mind lingers over a subject not of God.
我们的心思常常不在神身上。
Turn the mind back to God.
我们常常转向转。
Okay.
转而为。
You
can translate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one will be Chinese.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Turn the mind back to God. Words come not appointed by Him. Check such words at once.As soon as remembered, look within and tell Jesus he rules. You will act, think, and speak as he would, and he will look after you to help you to be like that. That's the Martha Robinson. I don't know whether you heard her. She's a great person. Let's read the Chinese, maybe easier for some of you. 我们的心思往往逗留在一件事物上，而不是神的自己。这时我们要非常小心把心思转向神。当我们一发现有一句话不是出于他的意思时，我们要立刻的把它改过来。我们要回到里面注视耶稣。你要告诉耶稣是他在你里面掌权，这样你的行动、思想及言语会合乎他的旨意，并且他将看顾你，使你能够怎样行出来。This is a very, very great devotion message.
这是一个很好的灵修的资料。
Okay, let me repeat the Chinese again.
让我把中文的再读一遍。
我们的心思往往逗留在一件事物上，而不是神自己。这时我们要非常的小心，把心思转向谁？转向神。当我们一发现有一句话不是出于他的意思时，当立即把它改过来。要回到里面注视耶稣，告诉耶稣是他在你里面掌权， 如此你的行动、思想及言语将合乎他的旨意，并且他将看顾你，使你能够行出来。Let me share in English again. Okay. Often the mind lingers over a subject not of God. Turn the mind back to God. Words come not appointed by Him. Check such words at once as soon as remembered. Look within and tell Jesus He rules. He is your king.
他是你的王。
You will act, think, and speak as He would.And he will look after you to help you to be like that. That's to be a disciple.
这个就是做门徒。
A lot of time we think disciple is do something for him.
有时候我们觉得做门徒就是为他做事。
Disciple is like I serve the church.
门徒就是服侍教会。
Disciple is I'm willing to do a lot of things for Jesus.
门徒就是我愿意为耶稣做很多事。
But to be honest,
可是诚实的讲
we only do these things we like to do.
我们只做我们想做的事。
We don't do things we don't want to do.
不想做我们就不做。
Jesus doesn't like to die.
耶稣也不想死啊。
But he died.
可是他还是死了。
A lot of times we only do things we want.
很多时候我们只想做想做的事。
So you can see the church has a lot of needs.
那你可以看到教会有很多需要
，But only few needs are fulfilled.
可是只有一些需要得做，有人在做。
Because other needs, nobody is interested.
其他的没人有兴趣。
This is not to be a disciple.
这不叫做门徒。
Okay. Okay. A disciple is an apprentice who follows the law and takes the law as the master. A Christian who learns everything from the Lord.
门徒就是跟随主、以主为师父的学徒，是凡事学主的基督徒。
We must pay attention to being a person who obeys the law in our life.
我们要在生活上留意做个顺服主的人。
This is a very good one.
这个、
Let's read the English together.
我们用英文一起念。
We cannot give what we do not have, whether it is love, comfort, or compassion. Only those who have experienced it know how to give.Because it is his personal experience. The Lord Jesus personally experienced what we have experienced, so he has the ability to give us what we lack, especially those who participate in the service in the church. Chinese, 我们无法给人自己没有的东西，不管是爱、安慰或怜悯，唯经历过的人才知道如何给予，因为那是他切身的经历。主耶稣亲身经历我们所经历过的，因此他有能力给予我们所缺乏的，特别是在教会参与服事的人。So, brothers and sisters, if you do serve the church,
弟兄姊妹，如果你在服事教会
，no matter it's big or small things,
不管是大事或小事
，you are qualified to give people you have.
好
的，你就有资格把你所有的给人家。Okay, but If a lot of times we only speak,
可是有时候我们只是嘴巴上说
，we never act.
我们没有在行动上表示。
Yes, brother, sister, I love them a lot.
对，弟兄姊妹，我很爱他们。
I always pray for them.
我常常为他们祷告。
But I never call them.
可是我不会给他们打电话。
I never pay a visit.
我也不会去访问他们。
I never invite them to a park to take a walk.
我从来没有请他们去公园
散步。I always stay home. You know, I pray for them.
我在家里替他们祷告。
Okay.You have no experience on Jesus' cross at all.
又没有耶稣十架的经历。
So when you come to people, you try to help people to know God.
当你要想要帮助人信主时
，you can give a religious God to them.
我们会给他们一个宗教的神
，but not the living God.
而不是一个又真又活的神
，not the God who can quench our thirst.
不是可以解我们饥渴的那位神。
Not the God who can satisfy our hunger.
不是可以让我们饱足的那位神。
Not the God is the same as us. God has vulnerabilities, has weakness too.
不是跟我们一样有软弱的神。
So to be a disciple.
所以要做门徒的话。
So through the feeding of 5,000 men.
经过喂饱五千人的经历。
Jesus act.
耶稣有做行动。
He acts with his disciples.
他与门徒一起做工。
He pay attention to the details.
而且他很注重细节。
He wants anyone comes to him enjoy his coexistence.
他要大家来一起来享受。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄与姊妹们
，Let's start learning.
我们也一起来学。
Be a healthy disciple.
他们做一个健康的门徒。
This is my burden.
这就是我今天的负担。
Okay, let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Today we go through the fourth sign.
今天我们讲了第四个神迹。
It takes a longer time for us to go through the passage.
我们今天讲经节稍微久一点。
But Lord, help us.
可是主帮助我们。
Help us to learn to be a good disciple.
帮助我们去做一个好的门徒。
We want to know what you want.
我们想要知道你想要什么。
We are serving the church and serving the people with you.
我们跟你一起来服侍人跟教会。
Sometimes we are just like Philip.
有时候我们就像腓力一样。
And we are Andrew.
然后或者是安德烈。
But Lord, you all know.
可是主啊，你知道。
You know us so well.
知道我们。
So you are willing to work with us.
所以你愿意与我们同工。
As long as we are willing to give a small portion.
只要我们愿意摆上自己的一小部分。
You can use it to satisfy hundreds and thousands.
你可以用来做大事。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
We want to experience you more.
我们想要更多经历你。
So we can know you more.
所以我们更多认识你。
So we can grow in you.
所以我们可以在你里面成长。
And be like you.
然后更像你。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, please stand up.